Yeah, we celebrate it, same like in the United States, but it's a little bit different because the country is a Catholic, and they do celebrate with, idol, the saints, and there's big celebrations and parades. Like for Easter, for example, they have a big parade and their carnivals, and gatherings, parties. In July, they celebrate some kind of celebration that they have in Santa Ana, and it goes on for a week. And then in August, they celebrate the Day of the Savior on August 6th, but the party starts on the 1st. So it's like almost a whole week again, and then people have off, the children don't go to school, and it's fun. We celebrate.
Did you like the all those cultural activities?
Oh yes, I did. I was always involved in that, and if we had to dress up for anything, I was the first one up there. Yeah.
What about politically? What was it like politically there?
Political, it's always favoritism for the rich people, right? And the poor, well, it's always poor, you're especially with the people in the fields and the farms, they're the ones who suffer the most. Due to that, that's why we had there was a fight in between, the rich people and the poor people, and people who goes to school, they can see what's fair is not fair. Then they started an argument and finally ended up in a war, civil war. And it lasted for 10, 12 years.
When did it start?
And at the end of 1979. 79 and
What were your views about the treatment between the poor and the rich?
Same, it wasn't fair. They always promised to give him a raise, and it never happened. So, they have to, their kids didn't go to school because they didn't have enough money to, send them to school to buy a uniform or anything like that. They have to work along with their parents. And the government used to offer them money, extra money for working long days, and it never happened. So that was not good. So that's when, people that go to school, they're a little bit more aware of what's going on, didn't like that and say, hey, wait a minute, this is not a fair treatment for those people who are actually working hard for us to have the produce and, et cetera, et cetera. In San Salvador, usually, and the other departments, it was not really a problem. It was just mainly in the capital. That was, the rebels and fighting against the government. But at the time, we, I guess, had the people from Nicaragua and also Cuba. They, were carrying guns and they were just killing people. Just if you said something different, they would just kill you. There was a movie also called El Salvador, and it's, some of those things in there are real realistic because they brought back memories. There was a time when there was a killing right at the cathedral, right in San Salvador, and then people wanted to go inside the church just to be safe, and then they were killed. While I was working in a hotel, well, sometimes when there were fights in the streets, everything stopped. There were the buses. There was hardly anybody on the streets, because they were killing. They were fighting, and then they got into the big fight. So from there, when you went to work, well, you left the house, and you never knew that you were going to come back. It was really dangerous. So to go to work, you had to either walk or ask for a ride or just take a cab if it was available. So it was hard. So when things like that happened, at the time when I was working at the hotel, they used to provide us with a room, and then two of us would stay in one room. Then there was one morning where this was the government. There was a truck going by, and then they were just shooting on the air, and my friend, one of my friend, and I, we just got got up and looked through the window, and then my friend says, get down, because they were just pointing at the hotel, and they actually, you know, they were shooting at the place, because they were, I don't understand why, maybe they saw people looking through the windows, or, you know, so they were just shooting. And there were certain bullets that went through the windows and almost hit people, but luckily there was nobody hurt, you know, seriously. It was just a cut, I guess, to this gentleman. I don't know where he was from, but it was just, you know, a cut, and it hit on the window and then bounced back, and he moved. So he was, you know, saved. And at the time, you know, in 1980, things in March, April, May, things were getting bad. So they were saying that they didn't want any tourists, you know, in that place, so that because otherwise they were going to kill them. So that's when everybody started leaving the country, you know, even people from El Salvador, but people that also worked there from other countries, they needed to start leaving because it was just dangerous. You know, from then on, they, you know, the people, they don't have any respect for anybody else. You know, I, you know, even though it's my own people, I'm just, you know, I can say that they don't, they have no respect. Also, you know, when people, what they need, the country, what the really country needed is people that knew about, have spiritual values, you know, to go and tell them about, you know, religiously, you know, talk about them religiously, because there's a lot of people that they don't even go to church, they don't even know anything, they just go with the person who tells you, you know, we're going to pay you here, you go with me, and they go there because they need the money, but they don't know any better, so. There have been a lot of Americans going up to El Salvador, and, you know, there was some, in 1981, I believe there were, like, some nuns killed, raped and killed, and that is, you know, was in the news, and that also, that's in the movie El Salvador, you know, I wasn't there anymore, but I was here, but I heard about that, and, you know, after I left, everything started, it was getting worse, and, you know, so I'm glad that I left when I could, so.
Tell me about your friend from school.
Oh, yes. That time when there was a fighting right down in downtown San Salvador, they had closed, prior to that, they had closed the cathedral. You know, people couldn't go in there because the rebels, well, actually it was the rebels who actually had taken over the church, you know. And I saw this lady, which I went to school with, and I just looked at her, and I saw her, and then I came closer, and I say, oh, hey, how you doing? Right now, I don't remember the name, but, you know, and I asked her, you know, what are you doing here, and why are you here? And she would say, well, I'm here because they just, you know, I need, they pay me. They paid me, you know, she said 5 colones, but back then it was $2 a day. $2 a day, and they gave her a gun, and they feed her. So, you know, it was just an easy way to get a job, I guess. You know, because there was, you know, there's no jobs out there. Even today, you know, they say it's dangerous because the jobs are scarce and people, you know, needs, you know, they just go on the street and rob, you know, like, to their own people. So, I don't know. I haven't been back yet, and I'm looking forward to go back and see, you know, in reality, what the situation looks like now, you know, after 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, so all I know is it's going to be real different because when I left, even several parts of downtown were already destroyed. And I heard they had rebuilt, you know, pretty much the downtown area, you know, all over. Mm-hmm. You know, because everything was like a flat plan.
Do you think there's still a separation between the rich and the poor there?
Oh, yeah. There still is going to be like that. You know, it's like Democrats and Republicans here. You know, pretty much, you know, it's just always going to be a difference. Fights, differences, you know, so. Although, you know, the only difference though, here they don't fight physically. Mm-hmm. You know, they do it in a different way, but over there, it's just, you know, they do physically, and, you know, so.
Yeah.